Welcome back.
Yeah, that was a song, and that's on YouTube. Just type in G20. That's the official G20 anthem song, and it's not spreading no propaganda, nothing like that. You know what I mean? Shout out to no one is illegal, you know? So if anybody wants to call in, you can call in 595-1655.
That's the number.
And I'm going to let you guys do your job, and I'll answer the questions, though.
No. We love that song. There's so much, you know, real, raw emotion into it. So maybe just give us the story behind the song. Why'd you make that song and take us through it?
Okay. Actually, I was one of the accused. If you notice when after all this happened on July the 7th, the police and the newspapers on CP24, it's like, they have my picture on there, so I never knew. So I went down, people were watching the World Cup. I seen this girl that I knew on Kensington Market. She goes, "Hey, Bones, I just seen you on CP24. You're all over. They have posters of me." I'm like, "What is going on?" So that day, I got so scared. So little did I know, I went home, seeing myself on the news, right? I'm like, "No, this can't be." So I was like, "Yo, they put your face on TV, for sure I'm going to jail." So I was, like, becoming afraid. Like, I know I didn't do nothing, but just being afraid of being accused and going through the whole court system. And, at the time, my arm was broken. I was in a cast, you know, so I'm at home. So I had studio that week. I'm like, you know what? I know I'm probably going to be in jail for the next couple of years. So let me just write a song, because I always record songs. I've been recording songs for the last 10 years now. And it's like, I have a place to go record. And I'm so thankful, you know, the city of Toronto has places for me to go and record, you know, so I just said, you know what, let me just make one last song, but it's not for the police, and I don't want to spread no propaganda. I love music, and it's my heart, and it's my passion. So I couldn't eat at the time. I was at home sleeping with my clothes on, and so in case if they busted my door, I have some clothes to go to the holding cell with. And I was thinking ahead, and my mother was getting stressed. I missed my appointment to go get surgery for my arm, and I've been going through a lot, you know, so couple weeks later the pictures kept coming out, but my pictures weren't part of the picture, so they realized they made a mistake. I didn't do nothing, right? So
And so maybe you mentioned you got places to record, and I think one of those places might be Sketch.
Yeah, Sketch Working Arts for Street Involved Youth. I actually volunteer there, and it's a place where we do silk screens and stuff, but everything that at Sketch is all positive. It's like we have our own planet there, and we all promote peacefulness and encouragement and inspiration, and it's like I go there on a weekly basis. I've recorded 4 albums, you know, and it's like, yeah, even me and K-9, that's why I mentioned K-9 in the beginning of the song. A lot of people don't know me and K-9 used to be on Yonge Street, like in the late 90s, rapping by the arcade, and you know, we're good friends. I still speak to him, you know. I just spoke to him before he went on the Jay Leno show 2 weeks ago. So me and K-9 are there, you know, we're doing a song just now. I don't want to really jinx it, you know what I mean? But that's my brother, and he loves me, and I love him, so, you know? Yeah, you know?
So maybe just picking on that, Bones, can you tell us how you got started doing music?
I got started doing music. I was actually, like, I used to hang on Yonge Street and before they had the Dundas Square and stuff. And it's like, back in the I'm Ethiopian, South African, so, you know, there was no Somalian rappers, Ethiopian rappers, even Ghanaian. There was, like, it was only, like, Americans or Canadians or Caribbean kids that rapped and freestyled in the corner, and they were good at it. So me being an African, and, you know, I used to watch it. I used to grow up in Regent Park and learn about hip-hop and stuff, and, you know, so it's like, I was the only person that was known for an African person, you know. It's like, hey, this guy's not bad for any Ethiopian guy. So it's like, yeah, so people know me for it, you know.
So pioneer in a way, and these days you're pretty closely associated with Stolen From Africa.
Neil Logix, you know. Yeah, I'm part of Stolen From Africa, you know, like anything that they want me to do, I'm down with. No One Is Illegal, shout out to my boy Greg, I know you're listening, you know what I'm saying. And it's like, I'm just trying to get this video out there and trying to get people to listen to it. If anybody even wants to see me perform this song, I will be performing this Sunday at the supermarket. That's at Augusta and Dundas. Augusta and College, I mean. And I'll be there with a band and my boy Chris Bridges. And a lot of people are there. And I'm there, like, usually weekends on Sundays. And just There's an open mic over there, and band plays for me. I actually do punk rock music, like Sum 41 meets Snoop Doggy Dogg. I'm a very, 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 very talented person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, so I'm trying to be part of a band, but right now I'm just jamming in, you know? So anybody wants to come and holler at me, it's free to get in. You can come check me out around 8, 9 o'clock. We'll be there. It's free to get in. It's called a supermarket.
Yeah, I think people should definitely go and check you out there. But just pick, you mentioned No One Is Illegal, and we played your No One Is Illegal song at the beginning of the show, just after the headlines. And, I mean, we use that as our theme song for the show, and we all really love it. What's the story behind that song? How did that come about?
Let me see. I think it was back in the days, the people from No One Is Illegal, they used to have shows and rallies, and I think I went to 2 consecutive years down at Dufferin Park, and the people were marching on the street, no justice, no peace. And as they were coming in, like, I would be performing for them, and it's like, that's family, you know? And anytime I did performance with No One Is Illegal, you know, they paid me appropriately, like, honorarium and stuff. And it's not that. It's just, you know, it's a lot of people, it's like, they don't have no passports. And so I look at my passport and citizenship card and realize a lot of people, they don't have that. They don't have people fighting for them and help them and support them. And that's a good cause, you know? It's like, ain't nobody really trying to help nobody out here no more. So it's like, so when I made that song, I just came up with the hook. But at that time, Sketch never had proper studios, right? So they never had proper skills, and I never had proper production. Right, so I never had a lot of time to record it, right? So that's why I'm promising No One Is Illegal. By 2010, I will remake that song, and hopefully I can get Kanan to say something on it.
Beautiful, beautiful. But if people see what you're doing, Bones, they're like, Bones is doing good, you know, they're really feeling your music, especially, you know, like up-and-coming young artists. Like, how can people get involved? How can people make music? How can people
For me, I've been homeless, you know. I've been going through, like, you know, like drinking addiction or even other types of drugs, and I've overcome it, and I'm still fighting it, you know. So I've been homeless. I've been in gangs. I've been to jail. I've been accused for something I didn't do, got arrested for it. And, like, I'm on the streets and I'm taking all these risks, which I shouldn't be doing now that I grew up and I realized I should have changed my life, you know? So now I'm getting at that age there, like, you know, but the only thing that I probably wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for me recording music brings relaxation. Yeah. You know, like, in the early times when people used to build their railroads, in America, and they used to sing songs and make noise and instruments and stuff because they were really stressed and tired and they had no hope. So that little music that they used to sing along with each other and mumble to themselves, it kept them relaxed. And that's a scientific truth. And that's what, like, this G20 song. I know when I had this song, I felt I had a little hope. I hope, you know, maybe I just did it to relax me, you know.
So what do you have coming up next? What are your future plans, musically speaking?
I'm really trying to do this band thing. Hopefully I can get this me and Kanan song. So hopefully how the song looks like, you know, like it's due time. Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, I need a manager, you know. I just have so much rock talent. I have so much visions. A lot of people, I performed at Afrofest, not this year, but the year before. You know, this person came up to me. Her name was, like, my Maymuna. She just met me there. But when I went on stage and came on, she's like, oh, my God, you're just so like Michael Jackson, you know? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, they compare me to Tupac and Bob Marley, Michael Jackson. And it's like, I know, like, I'm so talented. Sometimes I don't understand, like, what is it? You know, so I just need a manager. Like, I have a lot of songs that make people's eyes water, but it's for me to get it out there in the politics. And so I'm gonna try a little harder this year, you know. But it's like my dream, I play a little guitar, you know. I do punk rock music, you know. Like, yeah, you know, sometimes I'd be like, when I wake up in the morning, everything is boring. I'm gonna be touring. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Real. And so where can people find your music? We were talking about YouTube. There's a lot of Peter Bones on YouTube. Where else can we get the music?
Okay. You can find my music myspace.com/Toronto Bones. And yeah, Peter Bones on YouTube. Yo, when I really think about it, I don't have no music selling over. If you see me on the street and I have CDs, I'm in the mall at Eaton Center by Ryerson, and I always have CDs on me. I sell them for $5. I actually have a CD called Anti-Hero right now.
Nice.
And there's a lot of good songs on it. And it's like, I have a lot of talent. I was meant to be, but it's just the time's not here yet. So good thing come to those who wait. So I'm patiently waiting, you know. But if anybody does have a studio, you know, and think that, like, yeah, Peter Bones maybe can come and do a song, just holler at me on peterbones@live.com. That's my email.
Great. All right. So definitely get in touch with Peter Bones. It's been wonderful having you in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, the man behind the music. It's great to be able to put a face to it and connect with it. The stories behind it. It's, you know, some of our favorite tracks. Our Peter Bones tracks. And I think we're going to end the show by playing that one more time, just because, you know, we're all loving it so much right now. But one more thing I want to do is plug one event. It's happening here at Ryerson on September 17th. It's called Movement Building and Ongoing Resistance. There's going to be a lot of beautiful speakers, people like Alex Hundert, Jem Muner, Judy Rebick, Lisa Schofield, Ro Velasquez, and Harsha Walia from Vancouver, as well as a rep from the Greater Toronto Workers Assembly. They're going to be talking about strengthening our resolve, resistance, and continue to support all the people who have been wrapped up, arrested, and detained during the G20. So let's just throw to that G20 anthem one more time and ride out on that track.